Hello and welcome to the Premium Wealth Forecast for July 2022. This is Tanya Gabrielle, Wealth Astrologist. I'm so happy to be here with you and really thrilled about what's coming up in July because it'll be a 13 universal month, which we're going to go into in a moment. I wanted to just remind you that you are benefiting in a big way from being a subscriber to this forecast because you are receiving the forecast in advance with all the astrology and numerology events for every day at your fingertips, not only in audio form but also in PDF form, with just so much good information to help you prepare for each month. You also receive the channeling from Merlin for July. As usual, Merlin comes through and provides some incredible insights into the next month's energy forecast. And you also receive the music that I choose for you that helps you to align to the energies, in this case, to the energies of July. So all so wonderful. So let's look at July's universal month number 13. 13 is a very misunderstood number, and I've talked about it a lot because it represents the divine feminine. And when you add 7 for July to 2022, 2 plus 0 plus 2 plus 2, the result is that we add a lot of twos, which are partnership, is all about partnership, diplomacy, and two opposite sides coming together as one, so it governs relationships. And then the number 7 for July is very intuitive, the number of research and rest and inspiration. And so when they come together and create the 13, there's a very interesting dynamic because 7 is also the lightning strike of inspiration, and 13 can bring surprises because it has the life, death, rebirth aspect. So there sometimes can be the transformation that you undergo through the rebirthing process can sometimes feel very surprising because it's designed to refresh and renew. So when we add those numbers together, that renewal process will be within your internal relationship, the most important one, to your intuition, and also your other relationships in your life, the external, the human ones. And that's from the 2-2-2 for 2022. And then the 7 is to have some time alone, because you will want to really meditate on these surprises as they come in. So old ideas are swept away, and the number 13 just comes in and makes room for healthier upgrades in your life. And that can mean you're going to meet new people, you're going to be exploring new ideas, new conditions, new environments that are going to help to propel you to look up and take notice. And that will be coupled with authentic decision making. And you're just going to feel this wonderful grounding of energy. 13 reduced to 4, and that represents the 4 seasons, the 4 directions. It represents Mother Earth. And so it is very connected to grounding and securing your energy. And so when you make a decision, even if it comes out of the blue due to the surprising aspect of the 13, it'll feel really good. It'll actually add a lot of joy to your life because you're going through the constant 13 cycle of letting go and transforming. And letting go feels amazing when you're able to do it because it lifts you. It takes heaviness out of your life and it adds the natural flow of change. And so 13 cycles always guarantee that we never stop stagnating and we always grow and reinvigorate our lives. So it's super lovely, important. And also one more thing, 2022 is a 6 universal year, which is very connected to home and family and nurturing. And then 13 is a 4, which is connected to the actual physical home, the architecture, the actual real estate of your home or the garden, you know. So it they both tie into home-related matters, so you will feel a connection either literally where you live or where you work, or with family or people who are soul family, and that will be deepened as well in the month of July. So very, very exciting. So just remember that 13 is about life, death, rebirth, transformation, sudden events, and sudden shifts. And so those help you because they're sudden and out of the blue. They help you bypass the mind and literally use your intuition to get guidance as to how to navigate whatever comes up. And that's really the whole point of the divine feminine number, is to turn within to your heart. All right, then let's move to the first lunation. Actually happens on the 13th of July, and that is the full moon in Capricorn. So the code for this full moon is extraordinary because we have a double 13 with the 13 universal month for July, the 13th of July, and then we have a quadruple 21. Because the full moon is at 21 degrees, 21 minutes of Capricorn, and that means the sun is at 21 degrees, 21 minutes of Cancer. So that is incredible. So we add to the transformational aspect the truth aspect. 21 is the number of truth and joy. And so the truth that is discovered in the transformation will really take you to exciting new vistas and understanding and wisdom here that will bring a lot of joy through just the numerology code itself. The sun and moon are connecting to Pluto. The moon is conjunct Pluto, and then the sun is conjunct Mercury. So we have a lot of opposition energy, but we also have a lot of conjunction energy. And moon conjunct Pluto really will help you purge as well, just like the number 13. 13 and Pluto really go well together. They're both about transformation. So, and they're both about your intuitive gifts, your psychic gifts, vivid dreams, visions, and underlying truths being revealed. So a lot of that will be reinforced by the Capricorn full moon due to the conjunction of moon and Pluto. A lot of subtle feelings will come to the surface and be acknowledged and even recognized. And then the opposition to Pluto from the sun is very much about surrender.